Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sabrewing Ace Hardware. A Huron County man is resolved, has resolved a recreational trespassing case stemming from a hunting incident last November. Derek Allen Smith appeared in district court today, where he entered guilty pleas to two counts of recreational trespass. The charges originated from a November 21st, 2025 incident in Colfax Township, where Smith admitted to shooting a deer on one property and subsequently tracking the animal onto private land without authorization. In exchange for the pleas, the prosecution dismissed the third count. The court ordered Smith to pay a total of $810 in fines and costs. The sentence includes no jail time, no probation, and no community service. And Jesse Allen Robinson has been sentenced to 30 days in jail after entering a no-contest plea to a misdemeanor animal cruelty charge. Defense attorney Kyle Teomara argued that a conflict with the defendant's brother prevented him from caring for the dog, which has since been surrendered. Robinson received 1 day of credit for time served and was granted work release privileges. He is ordered to report to the county jail by noon on August 28th. The court assessed $725 in fines and costs be declined to impose additional probation. And in Huron County Circuit Court, Judy Marie Whiteside appeared today before Judge Gerald Prill to face a charge of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The alleged offense occurred between January 1st and December 31st of 2024. During the proceedings, Whiteside waived her right to a preliminary examination and a plea of not guilty was entered on her behalf. Defense attorney Kyle Teomara requested a referral to the State Forensic Center for a determination of criminal responsibility. O'Mara cited significant concerns regarding the defendant's mental health, specifically referencing a previous bipolar diagnosis. Judge Pearl granted the request pending the filing of a formal petition by the defense. The court continued the existing bond. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for November 4th at 10 a.m. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Hey, it's Alicia at Ace Hardware at Bad Axe. I love helping folks find exactly what they need. That's what neighbors do. Shop local with Ace Hardware, Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, where neighbors are helping neighbors.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
I'm Rick from Ace Hardware Bad Axe. Whatever your project, I've got the know-how and the smile to help. Support local. Shop Ace Hardware Bad Axe and Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County judge has upheld a traffic citation following an appeal in district court. Judge Gerald Prill presided over the case of James Richard Leach III, who was cited for exhibiting driving on June 17th in Bad Axe. Officer McGrath testified he observed Leach's Dodge pickup moving faster than heavy traffic on southbound North Van Dyke Road, accompanied by loud exhaust and multiple lane changes. Leach represented himself, argued he was not speeding, and claimed the noise was caused by a defective exhaust manifold. He submitted an invoice for repairs completed in August as evidence. However, Judge Prill noted the officer's testimony that the vehicle was quiet when he left the scene after the stop. The judge ruled that Leach violated the basic speed law. The hearing also addressed a procedural appeal from the prosecution. Judge Prill determined that a previous magistrate had overstepped by dismissing the original charge and unilaterally amending it to a minor speeding violation, citing a separation of powers issue, which he noted was only able to be changed by the prosecutor. Leach's $115 bond was applied to cover the cost of the citation. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware.